But some things, Jesus said, are in reserve for the glory of God.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You don't hear me.
All right.
Some things are done for God to show or demonstrate his power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's a lot of things,
yes, sir,
that God must show his power in.
Well, yeah, that is well.
For it takes that for us to believe.
Yeah.
It takes that for us to have an increase in faith.
Yes. Yes,
oh, somebody, yeah, said yesterday, uh-huh, at the funeral we had at the other church, someone said, two or three people, because this young man was not a regular churchgoer.
All right.
Yeah. They sort of put it out there and insinuate that you don't have to go to church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to go to church to be saved.
Yes, sir.
But if you're saved, you'll go to church.
All right.
That's it.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I say you don't have to go to church to be saved. But if you're saved, you'll go to church. Because, you know, the word says, faith come by hearing.
Yeah.
And hearing the word of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the newspaper.
Right.
Not the television.
Right.
Not your neighbor under the patio barbecue.
Uh-huh.
But hearing the word,
yeah,
of God.
Yeah.
This man was in the right place,
uh-huh,
at the right time.
At the right time.
He was an example of what God,
yeah,
can do.
Yeah.
Even though he was physically blind,
yeah,
it was very possible that he could spiritually see.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
And there is a lot of us that are physically able to see.
Yeah.
That are still spiritually blind.
Yes. Yes. All right.
When we cannot see the goodness of God,
yes,
we're spiritually blind.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we cannot see how to love our neighbors as ourselves,
yes, uh-huh,
then we are spiritually blind.
Oh, yes. My Lord.
When we church hop from church to church, then we are spiritually blind.
Yeah, yeah.
When we are not able to follow leadership,
yes,
then we are spiritually blind.
Yeah, yeah.
When we schedule God's son,
yeah,
in which we will go and serve him,
yeah, yeah,
then we are spiritually blind.
Yes, sir.
So, Jesus stopped a little while,
uh-huh,
to take notice of,
yes,
this man.
Yes, sir.
And listen what he said. He said, neither his parents,
yes,
nor this man,
yeah,
has sin,
yes,
which caused his problem.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you hear me?
Well, yes.
A lot of times things happen to people. The first thing we'll say is because of what he done. Because he was so dirty.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because his parents were so dirty.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But we are not the ones to judge anybody.
All right.
We're not the ones to condemn anybody.
Yeah.
If we have anything to do with anybody, we ought to be reaching down to pick them up.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said,
oh, yeah,
it is not his sin,
yeah,
that have caused it.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times, you may not realize that you done the best you could,
well,
as a member of the church.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You have done what the Lord asked you to do.
Oh, yeah.
And yet still something bad happens to you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
My sisters and my brothers, it is not because of what you've done,
uh-huh,
but sometimes God allows things to happen to you.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
so that it can help somebody else,
yeah,
that are looking at you.
Uh-huh.
You don't hear me.
Come on. Uh-huh.
God will never put you in a situation that he can't bring you through.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this ministry. If you would like to write or contact us, our address is 736 Ducote Lane, P.O. Box 664, Cottonport, Louisiana. The telephone number is 318-876-3316. Our pastor number is area code 318-253-8608.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. Last week we talked about servants of God. Now this is, we were talking, like I said, about not all of us are going to be born into the family of God, according to my understanding of this. I might have it wrong, but then it's here. And what the reason I say this is because it says here in Isaiah 65, my servants will eat and go hungry, and you will go hungry, my servants will drink, and you will go thirsty, my servants will rejoice, and you will be put to shame. Now, this is talking about people that will live, like it says here in verse 22, says, no longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat, as the days of a tree. Now, you imagine the days of a tree. So you've seen some of these trees, those big sequoia trees out in California. Some of those trees are so big until they can drive a big highway through the trunk of the trees. Those trees, what I'm thinking in my mind, and I go back to the book of Genesis where the people lived 800-900 years. Nobody lived 1,000 years because, as the Bible says in another place, 1,000 years in God's sight is as a day. So God told Noah the day he sinned, he would surely die. And Noah lived to be 130 years old. Only there was one man outlived Noah, but this the oldest man that recorded in the Bible is Methuselah. He lived 969 years, not quite 1,000. So that is true. But here it says, "My servants," and the thing I found to back that up is in Ezekiel 37, where he said he'd put flesh on these bones, the dry bones. Now, the Bible also says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So therefore, that's how I decided to, how I get the fact that the servants of God will be these people here in Isaiah 65, where, that's not hell. That's not hell. Some of those people who the church is saying is going to go to heaven, which I already proved that we don't go to heaven when we die, and Jesus is not coming back to take us to heaven. He's coming back to take over to rule and reign on earth. And the kingdom of God will be established on earth. And, well, there's a lot more to that, to this story, because here in Revelation it says some people would not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. They would bring their wealth and pay their, whatever, taxes or whatever. They have to come to the kingdom of God, but no person, unclean person, will be able to enter that kingdom. Anyway, I'm just really trying to get you, to encourage you to read the Bible for yourself. This is the most interesting book that we could ever read, is the Bible. Now, we can read it. Like I said, God gives us the ability to think and to reason. You can read it. Even if you don't believe it, you need to read it and think about it anyway. because of the fact that it's the only book that, that gives us more than just what we can see here on earth. Everything on earth is going to be destroyed, and we can see that people, men are capable of destroying everything on earth now, and that's why Jesus is coming back, to stop man from destroying God's ultimate creation, which is man. The man is the only thing he made in his likeness and image, and he's not going to let man destroy man simply because of Satan, allow Satan to destroy man from this earth. And he's coming back to take over the government, not to take us back to heaven, but he's was like I showed you there in Revelation 21, God himself is coming back to earth to live among his people. He will be our God, and we'll be his people. Now, we're not all going to be equal to everybody. Now, a lot of this business about shouting around God's throne all day and all night, now, I don't know if that's something that I have not found here in this Bible. Maybe, and I've read the whole Bible, and I've read it more than once, but still, I can't say that some of what they're saying about God's throne is, you know, going and shouting around the throne, praising God all day. Maybe, but I think that would be kind of out of line. Imagine how long eternity is. I can't think of imagining eternity doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again for eternity. I get bored doing the same thing over and over and over now here on on earth, you know, as a human being. And I don't think God intends for us to be to do that, because he's already got the angels there to do this kind of stuff. But he made man to be a rulers. Now, we have learned to rule, just conquer just about everything, but the one thing we tried to conquer is what he told us not to conquer, and that's another man. He didn't tell us to have dominion over man. He said have dominion over everything here that created. Man was to be the one to have dominion over all his other creations. And even the creation of the things in outer space, because that's going into another lesson. But all of these things are possible. Like I said, my two favorite scriptures in the Bible is John 15:5, where it says, where Jesus says, "Without me, you can do nothing." And Philippians 4:13, where Paul says, "With God I can do all things." Those are my two favorite scriptures. I base my faith on those two scriptures. Without God I can do nothing, but with God I can do all things. Nothing is impossible for me, because God can use me to do that if he chooses to do so. But you have to have yourself qualified for God to use you. That's like going looking for a job. You can't go looking for a job as a electrical engineer, and you never studied electricity, you never studied mathematics or nothing. You don't know nothing about electricity. So how could you go and apply for a job until you qualify for that job? Now, in order to qualify, you have to be trained. So, and God sent His Holy Spirit to teach us His way. And if we will do things God's way, and a lot of times man can put amendments to this thing, say our imagination goes wild. This is what happened to the Pharisees back in Jesus' time. They had put so many amendments to God's laws until they couldn't keep them and could nobody else keep them. And Jesus came to show them the feeling side of things, just like that man that he healed in the congregation on the Sabbath day. They wanted to crucify Jesus because he broke the Sabbath day. Yeah, but the man wasn't made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. So Jesus contradicted a lot of what they were saying and what they were doing.